That would usually be. Thanks.
So I was going to say hello and welcome to the Would You Rather podcast, but I'm going to edit it so that Christy's burp is the first thing that you hear.
Because I started recording
like seconds before. So we'll end last week's podcast with a burp and we'll start this week's podcast with a burp and then hopefully we'll see how long you can continue.
What was a yawn last week?
It was a yawn, wasn't it?
I don't think you really heard it that much. You heard that if you listened for it, but in live it was quite something.
Right, well, some sort of... We'll go for some sort of noise from Christy. So you've done a yawn, you've done a burp. Do you think you could come up with anything else between
I'm
now
a good
and
burper.
End? Well, see if you can think of something different that you could do at the
I'm
end
not
of
gonna
this
fart.
Show. I don't know, there's loads of different
noises.
You got
that out of the way earlier.
Didn't fart.
You're not very good at whistling. Like, you could try whistling at the end
I'm
the
a good whistler.
Why don't you try and... I reckon that's killing people's ears. Why don't you try and whistle us out with a song at the end, right?
Okay.
So, have a wee hink on the song that she could whistle us out to,
Dead
Vinny.
Man Fall song. 7th of March.
Hey, keep it. Right. Okay. Keep it. Don't shoot your load too quickly. Right, thanks for everyone coming back to listen.
I've been caught off guard, I feel.
What, did you not know we were
no.
on? No.
Can you pull the mic just in just a wee bit?
I thought
bit?
You were kidding. Here we go.
Oh my God,
I started already.
Like, well, what she keeps forgetting is that she turns around to talk to you a lot. And instead of turning her head like that, it's always...
Can you get some lapel mics?
I know, we've spoken about this before. It's the last I'm going to mention the mic.
Hello
Krista.
And welcome, Info Ian in the corner.
That's old pa.
I know, I need a new one.
In case you're wondering why my voice sounds so good, I'm wearing one of Vinny's nasal strips this week.
Yep.
Vinny's also wearing one of them.
Yep.
I've got a wee bit of cold and I said to Vinny if I could get one of his nasal strips.
I don't need one, I'm hard to say.
Honestly, I feel so much
it's
better.
It's good, isn't it? It's so good. Honestly, it's
you
a match.
You too, I'm fair.
You sound incredible.
I've got a game tomorrow and I think I might wear it.
Go for it.
Robbie Fowler. I genuinely will because my... Obviously, is it bad to exercise? I've always heard this, but is it bad to exercise when you've got the cold?
Nah, I don't think so. I always think of that saying.
Sweat it out?
No, feed a fever, starve a cold. Starve a fever, feed a cold. Whatever one it is. It's
I always
all
think of that saying that I don't know.
I know.
Just to remind me of stuff that I don't know.
That's
I think it's. I don't know if it's feed a.
I'm sure it's feed a cold.
I think it's feed a cold.
That's the only thing. Whenever I'm sick, I think of that one. That's always wrong. I don't know. Starve a fever. Feed a fever. Starve. Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, even what she's saying has got no connection with should you exercise. So I don't think you probably should.
I think you should. I think you should because I just think if you wallow in your sickness, you're going to be sick ever longer.
This is our part. It's like. When you're sick, it's as if you can't say you're sick or anything. You cannot possibly mention any symptom you've got.
I just don't like...
You mention it once.
Hard as nails.
You mention it once and she'll say, like, honestly, oh, you're... You
he's a whiner. She's
like, well, why don't you just go to the doctor? Like, I could literally, right, Vinny, get up in the morning and go, my nose just feels a wee bit dodgy. Literally, all I'd say, why don't you just go to the doctors then? If all you're going to say is that your nose is... Go to the doctors, find out
what's
wrong.
One night, Johnny took the temperature and made me take his temperature and give him paracetamol because he was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't get caught. And I'm a bit like, Johnny, this was only last year, 28. I'm sitting here taking your temperature, giving you paracetamol.
Well, if you just get a wee...
Remind me, Christy, what your whole purpose in our relationship is.
I don't...
Still look after me.
Yeah.
Have you just got one of the wee thermometers for taking temperature?
Yeah. She does.
Have you? I only thought they'd done that in films and stuff.
She's a baker.
People really had these.
No,
she's
I've
a baker,
got the
though.
21st century, whatchamacallit?
Like yeah, but the ones for baking is not kind of in your mouth.
No, I'm not putting sugar at the moment in his mouth. Sure. The one with the big dial on the end. No, it's one of the ones for mapping like your monthly cycle.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I don't even know where else it's been.
Fucking hell.
Where else has that been?
In my fanny. No, right, it's not. Right. It's not, you put it in your mouth, it's not a fanny thermometer.
Alpha, there's just zero filter on Christy for this. Like,
it's
she hasn't got much of a filter, to be fair.
After she said rat last week.
I know.
The wall's been smashed.
I know. So we've had some good feedback since last week's podcast. A lot of people saying that they're finding it really funny and enjoyable. So thanks very much for everyone that's listening. The biggest thing we should always probably remind people is if you do like it, feel free to tell people about it. Share it on your Twitter,
subscribe.
Your Facebook, and your Instagram. Subscribe, Christy. That's very true.
His favourite new podcast.
Favourite new podcast.
And I sent this to you saying, do you know this person? Oh, there we go.
Oh my God.
I says, do you know this person? Because I thought, it's not the same as if it's somebody you know. It's not as good.
No, we didn't.
None of you knew him.
Where does he stay? That's true. To Scandinavia?
We need to give him a shout out, actually. You sent that earlier in the week, didn't you?
Denmark, Norway lives.
I tweeted it.
Chungalung 78. He actually asked a question, Chungalung. He just said, my new favourite podcast. Just a shame there isn't more. Tried listening at work, but laughed too hard. Keep it up, please. That's good.
That's the sort of feedback
you're wanting. You can't even listen in your work because Christy is that much of a disgrace.
You do worry, though, sometimes, you know, when you listen back that you worry that people are going to get it because it's quite Glaswegian, like Scottish.
Well, nah. maybe Chungalung is Scottish.
I think he is.
No, that's what I mean. It's good to know that people are getting it because it's like we're not insane and we're actually...
Well, I would be interested to find out. You know, we've already had feedback from one English person that we sort of know.
Who?
Sort of know. One of my brother's friends who's English. Yeah. And he said that his wife had to tell him to stop listening to it.
He listens to podcasts when he goes to sleep.
I think we spoke about this actually, but he said that his wife told him he had to stop listening to the podcast at night before they went to bed because he was laughing too much. He's English. And if he's understanding the 3 years, then...
That is true.
Aye, it must be decent. So, thanks to everyone. Like I said, pass the podcast on to someone else if you are liking it. And we'll obviously massively appreciate it as well. Got a couple of listener questions that we'll ask later on. But first, we're just going to go round the table as usual. And I think last week, Vinny, it was the second show back of 2020, so which I think you led us off last week, which means that the big pressure, the massive, huge pressure... falls on you, Christy.
Okay.
So, question one of episode 8.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Christy's a loose cannon. Anything could happen here.
She seems a lot more prepared for this, at least. Normally,
I only just thought of it.
Oh, you were asking me a question.
Only just thought of it.
Okay.
Would you rather have a smelly fanny or a smelly arsehole?
Right, obviously,
you wouldn't have fannies, you would have wellies.
Well.
Right, have we got arseholes?
Of course.
Right.
I did just realise that they are quite close together, so I don't know how different the smell would be.
I've just realised.
No, I just... I mean, like, I know they're... Like, maybe I should... Yeah.
So when you were thinking on the question, what was your, like... Why were they two things that you're like, I really don't want either of them? And I want to put it to Johnny and Vinny.
What do you mean?
Like, so what is it that's so bad with having a smelly arse or a smelly fanny?
You get on. It's the worst thing ever.
Do you think they're two of the worst things ever? You know, we've spoken previous podcasts about having a smelly breath.
Yeah.
Where does it rank in terms of things?
Imagine a smelly breath. Who talks like that? Imagine you knew, like, that's what you're known for. Oh, she's got a smelly fanny.
Oh, that, yeah, well.
Or he's got a smelly arsehole.
But I mean, it's such a bit.
You don't want to be known for that. Like,
I think if somebody's saying he's got a smelly arsehole,
he's got the issue.
It's so specific.
I know.
I don't know if you could pinpoint it to the arsehole unless you've been in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's arguably worse. And there's not many people that get the opportunity to smell your arsehole. But if somebody does get there and goes, arsehole is absolutely fucking stinking, it's just going to follow you.
How close do you get before you smell it?
I think we'd be surprised.
I think there's a lot of people
that we know out there that would be very, very happy with getting their arsehole licked.
Aye, if somebody's rimming me and they're saying my arsehole's smelly, they deserve what they get.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because nobody should be getting anywhere near that and me.
So what
it's
about...
It's just not. I mean, it's just... who's doing that to a guy? Yeah, it's just outrageous.
What about if it's conventional... what the hell is it called? Somebody sucking you off or somebody getting your lick out. What is that more conventionally called? Like
fellatio?
I don't think it's fellatio, is it?
Fellatio?
What would you call that? You know,
oral sex.
That's it. Oral sex.
Why do you say oral and you say oral?
Oral.
I say oral.
You said oral.
I'd say opal fruit and he'd probably say opal fruit.
I always say opal fruit.
Of course I'd say that. I don't know why I said oral there. Oral, I'd say oral as well. If somebody's giving you oral sex, but then they get a whiff of your ass, just a wee whiff of your arsehole.
Oh, that would be the worst. That's worse.
Aye, because it's going to just be shite.
That's worse.
Well, it's not, though. Is it shitey smell or is it like sweaty bum smell? There's a difference.
No, I would say it is, it's like you've went for a shite and it's been particularly
Messy.
I've
started so high.
And that you've went.
Are we back on the shite chair?
You've went to the toilet in a public toilet, and they've not had like wet wipes, which are obviously a godsend.
All right, whoever didn't have the phone on silent, fucking Johnny.
I know.
Fucking
it's
hell.
Not my phone. It comes through the computer when we're recording. It's a pain in the ass. You know what? I'll mute them motherfuckers if I know how to. So anyway, that's what I'm meaning. It's a wee whiff. We waft that you get.
So it's like an arsey smell, like that one.
That's what I'm saying. Is
he was talking about the arsey smell when he was going to the Brit Awards.
I think it's. I don't think it's a shitey smell. I think it's an arsey smell.
I would say an arsey smell. What do you mean? An arsey and a shitey smell the same?
No,
what else does an arse smell?
No, it's like
when
yeah.
He was going to the Brits, he was in the taxi. He goes, "I've been wearing the same pants for the last 3 days, and now you get that arsey smell."
Yeah, it's like clam. It's like sweaty arsey. It's not like shitey arsey. It's like a different smell.
But you know what I would more accurately sum up, sorry, Lewis Capaldi's, that smell he's describing, I'd maybe say that's more of a Gucci smell.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. Well, it's all in the same, it's all in the same vicinity.
It's more of a Gucci, it's like,
it's
Gucci's
in there.
Yeah, we don't mean
it's sweat that's meeting those folded areas of
what
your,
what do you call that, you don't
your,
call it a
your,
Gucci?
Your boxer area.
Just that whole region, basically.
Your bars.
Aye, so
bars.
So Gucci,
bars. Is that what it is? Yeah, your bars is the space between your balls and your arse on a guy.
Gooch. It's your gooch.
Yeah, I say
or
gooch.
Or your bars. Or your bifkin. Or there's loads of them.
I say gooch.
Whiffles bridge.
I've never really talked about that area that much.
No.
No.
It's a no man's land.
Aye. What did you say?
Whiffles bridge. See, I don't know whether maybe these are all just... I don't know whether these are maybe just all Urban Dictionary...
What the fuck is a Whiffers
Bridge? I've always known it as a... I've not necessarily called it a Whiffers Bridge, but
Bridge?
I know that it's called a Whiffers Bridge.
I thought you
so.
Said a Whiffers Bridge. It's in the smell or something.
I've just put it in the Urban Dictionary and
it's not there.
Think
you've dreamt this?
No, so I know I've got a good mate like Connor who listens to the podcast. He's my good pal, and if he's listening, Connor, if you're listening to this, send us a message and let us know if Whiffles Bridge is something I've imagined or whether that's something that we genuinely were aware of when we were younger.
And I was going to say follow up with a photo, but he would.
Yeah, he would send the photo.
No, that's very true. He would.
What would you call it?
I never talk about that area. Yeah, but it's not an area that even when it was people were saying it's an area I never really attend that much. It's just there.
But that's the thing. I think that's my point, is I think really think on the whole makeup of that area, right? Your arse, the sweat that's coming for your arse is travelling down your body towards that gooch.
And then
the sweat for your...
It's not a river,
but the thing
hell.
Is, the sweat from your balls is travelling down towards that gooch, and it's a concentrated area, man. I think right now, if we were to take a swab of your gooch, Vinny, it would be fucking lethal.
I think it would be fucking magnificent.
If you just clean it.
Think so? No, I reckon because Vinny, when he comes out of the shower, he gives himself the flossies with the towel.
That's the only bit I clean in the shower, that area, that Lost Island.
So, I'm really intrigued. Why do you... I don't understand how you don't have a name for it.
Because I never talk about it.
Would
what
you not just say Gooch?
But what is there to talk about?
So I
area?
Would say Gooch, or I'd say Gusset. My gusset.
I say the word gusset a lot because I quite like the word gusset.
Would you say gusset's that area?
Tell
well?
I know. What is your gusset?
I think gusset's... Well,
gusset's like the inside of my trousers.
I thought gusset's was nickel. Is it no
on
nickel
tights
side?
And stuff? A reinforced gusset, which is two words that should never be going together.
I just thought it because it was in the Gooch region. It was like Gooch and gusset.
Nah, gusset.
Gooch and gusset
is genuinely, by Google, a piece of material sewn into a garment to strengthen it or enlarge a part of it.
Genuinely did not know that's what it was. I thought it was a slang word.
Or a bracket strengthening an angle an angle of a structure. So bifkin is the line connecting your balls to your arms. Is the line?
I mean,
there's a line?
Is there?
Connecting your balls to your ass?
Yeah.
What?
Fuck, man, this is...
Just blowing your mind, Vinny. What's annoying is that I can't quite find a
picture.
No, I can find. No, I think I should look up a picture of Bifkin. Right, I've searched for Bifkin on.
We've totally got away from the question here because it was
smelly arse or smelly fanny.
So, no, there's not like Google's not really showing me any good Bifkin pictures, to be honest. Nah, I don't really want to go down that rabbit hole just yet. The thing is, on Urban Dictionary, it's coming up with trending right now some absolutely random stuff. But nothing that I really think. A paddle pop, what do you think a paddle pop is?
I
think it's anything sick?
No.
I don't know. What is
according to the Urban Dictionary, a paddle pop is one of the top definitions for February the 7th. And it says, a paddle pop is a very uptight, anal retentive person. Named for the fact that they have a stick up the up their ass.
I think that's a bit of a shite one, actually.
Paddle pop.
Right, yeah, no. Question.
I'm
right.
Not fucking hell, sitting in Urban Dictionary, this is shite.
So, because okay. we've got any in the area that's not really, we're not really talking about.
I know, we're talking about the middle region now.
Aye, we're talking about so the middle region, and we're talking about the
so smelly bits or smelly arsehole? I'll say bits, because obviously you guys don't have fannies, you've got willies.
I mean...
What does the smelly willy smell like?
Right, so good question. So if it's a smelly bobby, it's smelling a pure cheese, man.
That's mozzarella, what
that's
smelly
he thinks mozzarella is.
I know, that was funny.
Imagine your smelliest cheese. Like, I'm talking a camembert.
Why would it smell like cheese?
A camembert that's been off for months.
But I don't understand why it would smell like cheese.
No, well, it doesn't smell like cheese, but I'd say a smelly boby smells like... It's like a mix of things. It's particularly, I think you get a smelly boby, obviously, when you've no washed for a decent amount of time. I definitely think the art of dabbing your bobby when after you've done a pee adds to it.
Are you a dabber?
I'm a dabber.
Do you wipe?
I don't.
I just give it a right good shake.
But I'm of that age now where it just dribbles out everywhere.
Sprays it all. That was one of the
no matter how much I dab and shake it.
The Curb Your Enthusiasms I watched the other day where he goes to do a pee at the lassie's house and he sprays up and sprays the picture on the wall and a Jesus and they think Jesus is crying. It's and then there's like other combinations, so like when you're dehydrated in particular, that's one for me anyway. Like, I'll be honest, I woke up this morning and did a pee, and honestly, it was brown. It was like a watered down shite.
Spiders make your pee go bright yellow.
Horrendous.
It was like a watered down shite. But anyway, that's what I.
What's happening there?
That's how I would sum up the smelly or smelly bobby, is just all of that rolled into one.
Okay, so what would you rather?
Remind me of the question.
Would you rather have smelly bits or smelly arsehole?
See, I still think...
I think I'd rather have a smelly arsehole.
I still think that the smelly arsehole is... It's smelling a shit.
It's not.
But it's not, so I would rather go with that, definitely.
Yeah, me too.
I would go with it too.
I think I'd
go with it too.
Yeah.
Because the reputation that you would get for just having a total cheddar knob...
I know, because that's... Would
nobody would get near you.
I know that's what I mean. There isn't not one of them are better options. It's just.
Do you know how there's some of those like, again, maybe it's just my sort of humour, right? But you know, particularly my mate Connor, and some of the things that he would call you when you were younger, or like maybe anyone would call me, if somebody was to say like, would they call me Needle Dick?
Needle Dick is a popular one.
I would always kind of take more offence to that if they were to just come up and say that I was a cunt or something like that, or if they were to say to me.
I think like, Johnny just dropped the first C-bomb of the podcast.
If they were to call me cheddar dick or cheesy knob, I would like, I don't know, I would oddly take offence to it. I don't know if there's any other ones like that to you that they sound like they should be nonsense, but they hit a nerve.
I think if everyone says you were a smelly bastard, that would hit.
Of course it would.
But if people said you fucking stink,
we've covered a smelly breath as well.
A smelly breath. But if you've got a smelly knob, it's not really Connell that's finding that out, is it?
Possibly.
Christy's telling everyone, and
it would be an ex. That would be telling everybody, which would be, I think, that'd be bad, scathing.
Okay. So, smelly arses, that's what you're fancying?
Do you think you would be getting married to him?
No danger.
If I had a smelly knob?
No.
Aye, that's true.
I wonder if that's...
I'd be slung by now.
And would you be getting married to Christy if...
She had a smelly fanny? No.
You just couldn't.
You can't build a long-term lasting relationship off your smelly genitalia.
Would you be getting married to him if he had a smelly Waffles Bridge or whatever?
Waffles Bridge. No.
Smelly Bifkin.
But you just talked about his sweat and.
Yeah, sweat. Well, but he's good. More, he cleans a lot.
I was more like, I was hypothesising. I was guessing, really.
Aye, it's got to be there.
Right, smelly ass, right? We spent far too long talking about random things.
Yeah. To rest, the ass is meant to be smelly.
That is true. Right.
You're not going to go down and smell the bins.
You're right. You're right.
Good way of putting it.
Okay, right, so we're all going for smelly arses. I will kick us off with question two. not quite as smutty as that. It was good that Christy just jumped in there to feed.
Good start.
My question is, would you rather permanently have that feeling of needing to sneeze or permanently have that feeling of needing a pee? Now, I can relate to this question a lot right now because I've got the cold.
Here
and
we go.
A couple of times today, man. So I was just so close to sneezing.
I love
and I
that
was like,
feeling.
You know, I was stopping everything I was doing and I was like trying to really concentrate on it to make sure it would happen and then it just wouldn't,
it wouldn't
materialise.
Just look at the light, don't you?
Well, I looked at the light, but I was in the office and the light in the office isn't particularly bright, whereas that light that's above us is pretty bright. But this one wasn't bright, so even when I was looking up, I still wasn't managing it. So it would just, it would come, and then it would just go.
Do you know you can't sneeze with your eyes open?
Because it pop out?
No, genuinely you can't. And the amount of times I've tried, it's impossible. You like need to. I love that. I like. It's like being tickled on the inside of your nose. I love it.
But then surely getting tickled on the inside of your nose, you're fine with as long as you can satisfy that somehow. And the like almost getting a sneeze out is not satisfactory. Whereas if I was to tickle your nose, you just rub your nose together, and that would satisfy.
But I don't think. The feeling just before a sneeze isn't a bad feeling.
No, that's what I'm trying to say.
It's an amazing feeling. That's my point.
But it kind of tires
because
you
it can be satisfied at the end.
Similar to like how.
Not satisfied, is that the wrong word?
How bad do you need a pee? How bad?
Literally just that feeling of your bladder is close to being done. Like I would
compare
it to if you go to the pictures and you're thinking about how. Like, at what point you should go for a pee before the cinema starts.
Or if you go to a gig or something and you're like, go to the toilet.
Well, my problem with the cinema is that I'll just go for a pee before we start. And then I'll go for a piss, right? And then I'll have half an hour more of the, or like 20 minutes more of the adverts. And then about half an hour, because I forced it,
that's what I was gonna
say. Then continue to need it.
Yep.
And that fucking does my
that nothing. Is the worst.
So imagine sort of that feeling, but all the time.
Aye, so it's bad then.
Both are horrendous in my book. It's like the equivalent, the sneeze one in particular is the equivalent of.
But the sneeze
you think you're gonna
sneeze one, you're walking about with that sneeze face constantly.
Is you gonna maybe mask a bit? Well, you can't really because you probably. I do that thing. I do genuinely believe if you cross your legs, it stops you needing to pee.
Does not for me. Surely it tightens your bladder up now.
I don't know. You're looking at me there. As
do you not?
No. It probably does.
But I would sit with my legs crossed. I'd have a wee bit more, like, I wouldn't need as much. Sorry.
I remember getting the 3 o'clock bus home when I was a student and needing a piss on that, and I thought my bladder was just going to explode.
So
and
easy
I had to
for run
it. I got it as soon as it stopped, the bus stopped, and I get out. I'm down to the tunnel and pissed probably for about half an hour. And my bladder was still in pain after it.
Aye.
It was horrible.
Weird.
It was that close to.
Think you don't know how danger. Lucky you are. You've got a willy. You can just shove in a bottle and pee somewhere. Like, it's so hard
for
a girl.
I would never just shove it in a bottle.
Why?
I don't know. What are you talking about? I don't think I've ever shoved my knob in a bottle and done a piss.
Oh my God, he's so lucky.
No, you are though. Like, you've got. No, you have a device that you can, like, point out. Like, you know, a girl can't do it.
What's the thing? A sheepy?
You need to have a serious needle dick to be able to pee.
Well, I don't mean
put your knob into a bottle.
You balance a tip on the rim of a bottle and it'll go in.
I mean, Johnny, I mean, it can be done.
I know.
Let's not make it as if you're packing too much.
Very true.
Direct into a bottle, but I've never thought about pissing into a bottle.
Nah, I've seen a guy piss in a bottle before.
Yes, you've guessed.
Well, look, we've mentioned them already twice, three times on this podcast already, but Connor, who we all know that. For anyone listening and doesn't know any of our friends, this guy Connor is just a bit of a mental case sometimes. And we went to see Arctic Monkeys at Transmit Festival in Glasgow 2 years ago, I think it was now, or going on 2 years ago. It was a brilliant day, and obviously Arctic Monkeys are absolutely brilliant, but it was that point where it was the headliner, such a big headliner that if you start to go into the mix, there's no getting out of the mix. Mm. There's getting out of the mix, but there's no getting back in. So... For Connor, it was, I'm absolutely busting for a piss, I'm absolutely busting for a piss, I'm absolutely busting for a piss. And he was never the type to go, I'll just jump out and I'll be back in 10 minutes. He'd never find you, and he obviously realised that he wanted to spend it with us, which was good. But he then decided, without anyone knowing, that he wanted to pee into a pint, a Carlsberg paper cup, and
he missed.
Genuinely, no, he didn't miss it, he filled it all up.
Oh, did he?
Felt it all up.
Don't
it was like you were saying
it.
That. He didn't throw it. It was worse. he didn't know what to do because we didn't have an we didn't have a second one for him to go to. It wasn't like Dumb and Dumber. We had all the Bud bottles, so it slipped from. Basically, he was holding it. We like in between his two fingers and his thumb, and it because of the weight of it, like a full pint of piss. Or not with an eye, a full pint of piss, and it slipped out, hit the ground, bounced back up all over Fiona, so my sister-in-law's feet. And kind of sprayed on and hearing the like a few legs around us.
And then we just didn't need all,
I remember just being like, oh my fucking God. But literally a second later, finding it so funny. But obviously, my brother Nicky was absolutely raging.
But you know what?
Fiona actually was alright about it.
I think she
ages
trainer.
Afterwards, it just sobered Connor up straight away. He was like, is Nicky gonna punch back?
But I mean, it's fair play because you see these guys at pissing
and then launch it.
Oh, I hate that.
What do you mean?
Wait a minute. What do you mean fair play?
Because you never launched it.
They did launch it.
But see if it hadn't slipped at his hand, I can guarantee you that was going to get launched.
Do you mean?
Fucking right.
I don't know.
I don't like that.
Look, it's Connor.
No, I don't like that. I'd give him more.
Accusing him of something that he's
not. Give him more credit than that.
He can come on the podcast and he can explain himself. That's fine.
I hate that.
Me too.
Connor, if you're listening, I know you would 100% launch that miles away first. Because you know what it would be like? Just be after it, you go, fuck it, what's the us?
We went to Ireland. It was a team of his japes who scanted his dad last week. His brother, Big Hugh. We were in a minibus going to Ireland and... Big Shug was needing a piss, and he stood as we were on the motorway. He opened the window to do a piss out the window, and it was all sprayed in our face up the back.
How did that happen? Was your window open too?
No, because he's pissing. He's got the window open, and he's pissing outside.
How big is his willy if he can manage to reach the window?
Well, he's standing against the window. He's thrusting forward.
It's not like he's sitting on the seat, and he's just flung out of the window.
A ventilation button.
Like a big hose coming out your back, your back of your garage.
Yeah, guys, I'm going to pass this knob over. I'm going to just launch it out of the window.
Oh, the bus is only the tall window.
What's that?
Well,
no,
the bus is only the wee small one.
If it's stood over, what? But he was
why was your window open?
It wasn't open. It was only window. It's a small minibus. So it was coming back in from the window.
I thought you meant it was going out and coming back in again.
Well, going round. Yeah. That would be some.
That would be some.
Not only does he get a big knob, but he could target it so it could come right round and come in another window.
That's what you meant.
See, I've been done with stuff like that before with one of my brothers and the other brother in the back seat, and Nicky will like. He'll spit out a bit of chewing gum out his window, but it won't actually go out the window. It'll just the window bring it right back into your space in the back.
Wrong. Aye.
Disgusting. Absolutely. I think when people do that as well, they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. So,
what was the question?
So,
needing a pee or...
Would you rather permanently have that feeling of needing to sneeze or permanently have sneeze. That feeling of needing a pee?
I mean, I've had hay fever and I've been sneezing for ages, but it's even that build-up because it is so annoying. But when you need a piss somewhere at a gig or something,
I hate
and you're
that
like,
feeling.
Oh God, just
yeah.
play this, please, it's the last tune. It's fucking horrible.
I know, I hate it.
I would probably go with a sneeze.
Well, I'll be honest, I peed myself once while I've been going out with you. I don't actually think I've ever told you this story.
This is a lovely moment.
Aye.
What?
I just remembered it. I'm sure I should have told Nicky, or maybe all the
boys.
Do you
know we're recording right now?
I know!
Want me to tell you what it was? So, when you lived...
So casually.
So Christy and I have been going out for about... maybe 2 years or something like that, maybe less than that, maybe about 2 years, and it was when you lived in Whiteley's rather than, so when I started going out with Christy, she lived in a place called Castle Cary, and then she moved to Whiteley's no long after, for about a year or 2 years, and it was when you were living in there, and obviously I didn't always stay with you, but I live in Whiteley's too, and it was just around the corner, so I think actually I had been on a night out, I think I'd been in like Paps, which is a nightclub in Cumbernauld. And I don't know if maybe you had been out. I think you hadn't been out, and I'd been out, and I was coming back to stay with you. You were working at like 5:30 in the morning at Greg's or something like that, which was standard for you, wasn't it, at that time at the weekend? And I got the taxi outside your door, and you weren't answering. You just were not answering your phone, nothing. And I was like, I'm just going to wait out. But the whole time I was busting for a piss. And where you stay, like Whiteley's is obviously like a... Like anywhere, I suppose, you shouldn't really be pissing outside anywhere.
Sometimes
but
you need you, though.
In certain estates, it's virtually impossible at some points because there's maybe not an awful lot of trees. There's no real... In Whiteley's, for example, there's no parks and there's no... basically everywhere you turn, where you lived, right, you'd have been facing a Wayne's house as well. So, so
it's not a big forest just across the road.
Yeah, there is. Like, forest at the back.
Because they could have run into my house faster than I could have run into the forest. Right? Believe me, I thought about it. And I was just waiting there. I couldn't seem to sort. I kept thinking you were going to answer. And I'm talking.
It's not my fault you pushed yourself.
It's not your fault. But it's like minutes. And then I don't know if it was because I was a wee bit drunk as well, and I just started to pee, and it was like, I was like, I can't control myself, and I had to just kind of limp home.
What colour of trousers did you find?
I think I had jeans on or something.
That is the saddest story I've ever heard.
I don't think I've ever told any. I wonder how I got it by my mum. I think I must have just stuck it in the wash straight away, but I forgot about that story. Like, that's the only time probably in my life where I've done something like that and genuinely been like, I literally can't tell anyone.
But just don't ever listen. No, fucking do tell the podcast.
And look, something like that's happened to us all.
I don't think I have beat myself.
But something similar to that's got to have happened to us. Look, Vinny, there's no way you're telling me you've no pissed yourself on a night out.
I'm not telling you in a podcast.
Nah, exactly. That's for sure. Exactly. I know you. So see, when you tell me off the podcast, I'll be telling everyone on the podcast.
I don't think I have.
I've never pissed myself in a year.
Oh, really?
I've pissed outside.
I've lived.
I'm not saying there's...
You judging me?
No.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Clatty fucking bastard.
So, sorry, back to the question. I'm just going to say that I would prefer the feeling of needing the pee, even though I've just told you that peeing myself story. I would rather the feeling of needing to pee permanently than the feeling of the sneeze, just because over the last day, 2 days, I've absolutely hated this. And any time a cold comes, I despise a cold.
I enjoy it. I get a thrill of needing a sneeze. Is it going to come? Is it not going to come? Oh, look at the light.
No. Okay, so I'm gonna go sneeze, Vinny.
You said pee.
No, didn't he? Sorry. I would permanently want the pee feeling. Vinny, sneeze.
Aye.
Christy, sneeze.
Sneeze. Only one wee pishy Peter in the corner over there.
Wee pishy Peter. That's a good one.
Pishy Peter.
Okay. Pishy Peter has spoken. He's asked this question. Now, Vinny, third question of the night. What are you going
am
for?
Am I asking the first or are we having... Is this
you're having asking, one for somebody else? You've not asked your question.
I know. But I just thought...
You asked your question.
Right. Would you rather... save someone you care about or the lives of 5 children?
How old is the person that I know?
Well,
think about the oldest person you know.
That's what I'm thinking. You don't care.
Your gran, obviously, just now, isn't it? It's your grandma just now is the oldest person.
No, but you don't need to know, but that's...
Because I'm just thinking about, if it's someone old, their life's nearly over anyway, so I may as well go for the young kids, let them have a future.
I never said... You've tried to make it easy for yourself to get it out.
Why? So, repeat the question.
But the 5 children, they could be five scummiest 3 children.
Save someone you care about or the lives of 5 children.
What do you mean?
So children.
I know, but you see when sometimes in your instant death.
You
no
could
problem.
Look at him and go, he's going to be a wee fucking brick.
It was funny, I was getting my hair cut today and the lassie came in and she said, I'm never having kids. It was quite funny, to be fair. She was obviously joking, she wasn't really meaning it. And if she hears this by some reason, apologies, I'm not mentioning you. But I thought it was quite funny. And they were asking why. She says, I just walked out to the shop there and there was this wee guy that was just screaming constantly. He just would not stop. He just literally would not stop screaming. It was like one continuous scream with no breath. Constantly, and it wasn't like the wee guy was upset or anything like that. It was like
he was just screaming for fun.
I'm gonna be an absolute pain in the ass. It was like for ages, and I thought that's quite funny. But can you imagine having to deal with that wee guy? Imagine being out and about, right. Imagine you're doing something working next to that wee guy. Like, you just
so say two rubber dinghies sinking, we distance apart, 5 children and one, someone you care about,
that's a good one,
you've got a wee boat, and you've only got time to save. Or get to one boat to save them. It's a good question, isn't it?
I think. I don't know.
They don't need to be old. They don't need to have had a good innings. They could be a bit still young.
So you don't 40. Know the children?
No. Don't know them. See?
Ooh.
This is a spicy question.
That is a good question. I would need to save the person I care about. I don't think there's even any doubt about it for me.
Yeah, me
I know
too.
That's probably quite shady, but.
I mean,
so a good way to explain it is you can't see the 5 children, right? They're all silhouettes.
No, you can see them.
No,
you see their face.
And then you can't see the person that you cared about either. It's just a silhouette.
Johnny, please.
It's just a silhouette. It means that Christy can't go away with if whoever it is old, then they've had a decent life.
It's waving.
It's like blind. Instead of blind date, it's like blind death. It's like you know you're killing five or killing one.
No, I think you need
but
to see
you
their
don't
face.
Know who it is.
I think
you need to see their face. You've tried to make it easy for yourself as well and give yourself an out.
I think it's harder because genuinely it could be somebody behind it that people might think you care about when really you're like, can I finish it something?
What are you talking about?
You're confusing this.
My second cousin. fuck
it. No, but you again, you're changing it to say, oh, someone you don't really care about.
It's someone you care about. Uh-huh. Stop changing the parameters. Uh-huh. This is Vinny's question.
Well, so like for example, if it was my mum or the five Waynes.
It's not though. You don't know the kids.
No, I didn't say I knew the kids. I didn't need to give them names.
Stop trying to pish holes through Vinny's question.
Pish holes.
What is it? What's that saying? Poke holes. Stop trying to poke holes.
Pish holes.
two classic phrases we've heard tonight.
It would be, if it was my mum or five random children, I'd be like, Mama, of course. Well, so then if it was one of my brothers, if it was Christy, if it was somebody...
Why have you started all of a sudden when I've said this, if it was me?
Vinny's pointing to himself right now while I was saying that. So if it was you or five children...
See, that's why I didn't put love, because, you know what I mean, like...
So people you care about, so I suppose it could be like... most of your friends. You know what, Vinny? If it was you or the five Waynes, like the five Waynes can appear
on
this podcast.
Imagine five Waynes in this podcast, one just screaming constantly.
How old are they, children?
Toddlers.
Oh, that would be hard, man. That would be bad. Bad.
Toddlers, they're wearing Rasta hats. And,
What? Sure!
Because you wore a Rasta hat when you were wee. And I can imagine you probably got a good...
Do you have a Rasta hat?
Good feeling of kids wear Rasta hats.
You were meant to be a child genius.
I wore a Rasta hat.
We've debunked that though.
For 3 months.
That story that Christy tells her mum and her dad don't actually have any recollection of.
I asked them both and they all said I was talking shite. I was like, fine.
Now, for anyone that doesn't know what we're talking about, I'm sure we spoke about it in an earlier podcast.
Christy drew
a
picture upside down.
Aye.
Of a perfect face and I was one and a half.
I don't know how perfect this face
it was.
Well.
Christy thinks that her mum and dad took her to a psychologist because there was something more to it when...
They thought it was a child prodigy.
We asked her mum and dad and all mum and dad were like, nah, can't even remember doing that.
Maybe I just went, get rid of her.
Maybe I dreamt it.
Maybe. It was probably on a TV show you watched.
No, see Johnny's
that, see that noise
that
you listen to the podcast? The kind of very subtle tune right into the mic. It's Christy.
Eating Haribo.
Like, all I've complained about for the first 7 episodes of this podcast is Christy not speaking close enough into the mic, so she's thought, I should go the opposite.
A compilation of Christy's noises.
Fucking hell, man. It's going to take me a while, but I'll do it at the end of the year.
So, again, two dinghies. It's somebody you really care about, so it's me. Or the children. So, I mean, children. Some of them, one of them could be the next Hitler. That's the way I would look at it.
Then maybe you could change.
Nah, it's a chance. I'm too old to be the next Hitler now. I've not got the energy.
I could see you getting to a point where you've
coming a wrong end.
You've got in that many arguments with people on Twitter that you're just like, suppose, I'm just going to go on a tirade.
Was Hitler always
to try and
a bastard?
I think so.
There's a thing of get knocked back.
He wasn't that old, was he?
From art school when that was meant to be like
the decline,
pivotal moment that changed his whole path in life. But I mean, that bin.
What is bizarre is that how he managed to do that. I need to look at hell.
I got kicked out of history class in school because I asked if Hitler was still dead. They didn't find his body, so he could still be about.
You get kicked out?
I was there to look at the class.
Seriously? Did people think you were taking the piss? That was a nonsense question. You taking the piss at this class?
Don't know.
Did you say he wasn't dead?
I just asked if Hitler was dead.
Aye.
Why are you getting chucked out of class for?
I don't know.
I think as we were talking about him, I think he didn't realise I got the wrong end of the stick.
I'm more thinking that the way that went for the teacher was the teacher was reading the textbook and she was like, so, in 19... what year was it? 14 or whatever it was? Like, was
I don't
it
know.
That? 1918 or something like that? In 19... I should know that. 1914... Hitler killed himself by shooting himself in the head.
But he didn't know
he literally just spoke about the whole lesson for about his death.
Literally, the next question for you is like, so is Hitler dead? I think if I was your teacher, I'd go, Christy, get out the fucking class.
No, I can't really remember the context of why, but yeah, they told me to.
Said, stop pushing holes in my
stop pushing holes. But he did.
So,
aye,
so Just convince yourself that they would have grew up to be wee wankers anyway.
I would say it, I mean,
you know, I mean, where's the parents? It's not my fault. Where's the parents?
That is true.
Fundamentally, as much as everybody says that they care about the world and all that other different shit, like
global warming as well, that's another angle.
If someone was
carbon footprint, save one person.
But then that's the thing, is like no one is really taking a consistent, well, there probably are people, but I don't really think there's a consistent stand being taken from the majority of people anyway on all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, there is.
How? So you watched the Grammy, did you watch the Golden Globes the other week?
Yes.
I don't know, how have we got into this section?
So, no, I just found this quite interesting, but you watched the Golden Globes the other week and there was a lot of, like, carbon footprint and global warming stuff. Leonardo DiCaprio was, like, in the front of the, he was on one of the first tables at the Golden Globes, and he was saying, I don't know if you ever follow, or if you follow Leonardo DiCaprio on Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah, he's massive on all that stuff.
He doesn't really put anything out about any films he's in, he just puts things out about saving the planet and all of that. And you've got people that were coming up saying this and that about global warming and saving the planet and stuff like that, when, like, probably 80% of the celebrities were there, probably right. Flew in on a private plane.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. But they're fucking... See, that's all. But then they'll be the first people to go, I want to save the planet. They'll be the first thing to put something on their Instagram or put something on their Twitter.
Why are we talking about this? I actually have no clue why we're talking about this.
Just fucking kill the kids.
I know, that's why we're talking about this.
Because I feel fucking stupid. Why were we talking about this?
I don't know.
You've got how bad is this cold you've got? Get a temperature.
No. I'm going to rewind this back. And I'm going to need to rewind this back later on. Why did I get onto that?
I don't know. You said... Carbon footprint. He was almost starting that before I even
said that. That's true.
Because I went, carbon footprint.
No. There's got to be a bit more of a reason for that.
I don't think there was. No, that's why I went.
Why did you say carbon footprint?
Because you said about global warming all of a sudden. I had carbon footprint on five kids.
Tangent.
No, fuck you two.
Don't tell me fuck off because you've just digressed about 5-10 minutes on absolutely fuck off.
Mate, for a start, it was never 5 or 10 minutes. I'd say 2 minutes max, no, even that probably.
So at the Golden Globes, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio was sitting in the front beside Leonardo DiCaprio was Robert De Niro, and beside him was and he was wearing a white suit, and then he started talking about global warming.
So,
we don't need to sit in silence and watch you think. That's what people listen to this. Fucking hell, move on.
But I always, you know, when you forget things.
Well, you obviously forgot.
You know, when you forget something, and you're like, fuck, what was that I was thinking of? And my best way about doing it is going, so particularly when I'm on my phone looking at stuff, I'll go, what app was I on before I was on this app? And I'll go back, and then I'll be able to find where I got to. Right. So, we're speaking about Hitler. Right. What did we speak about after Hitler?
I can't even remember.
Fuck off. Honestly, you're an athlete. Who are you killing?
Who are you saving? Not who are you killing?
You are full of shit.
This is really annoying me now. I don't know how I got into talking about that, but I know there was a reason.
Well, you'll hear it back.
Move on. Let it go.
Can I fucking wait for it? Right, aye, so it's easy for me. I'm killing the mains.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't say kill. I said
save. You
didn't
say kill.
That was it. I got it. I go back to what we were talking about. I got on to talking about it because I said nobody really cares about anyone but their own.
I don't care.
That was my overall point.
That's good. I'm glad you're feeling satisfied because I'm not, because you're talking shite.
Well, look, see, Vinny, if I can actually go back and I can reevaluate my answer. See if it was Christy or the Five Wins. I would shoot the fucking life out of her.
It's just taking a dark
shotgun and I would blast her right in the face. You all right with that?
No.
Is it too late to cancel your flights to Malaga?
Oh my god, I know. Idiot.
Yes, man, I loved it. I remember what I was talking about.
I wasn't saying kill the kids. You're saving somebody. And they die. You're not killing them.
I know, but that's what I'm saying is that I'd be quite happy to save the Waynes and kill Christy McNeil.
Right, that's fine. So, okay, what you said,
yeah, accept the one-off answer.
It's the oil, it's the sweat.
It's a bit warm in here, isn't it?
Sweat from my gooch.
genuine answer, I would save Christy, or I'd save you, or I'd save my mum.
Save the person you cared about. That was the longest fucking winded answer I've ever heard in my
life. Oh, I forgot that we'd started this podcast where we were just going to ask questions and give straight up answers. So see, for the next question, one word answer. We're not going to elaborate on anything.
You went off.
Sorry, any listeners who came expecting us to elaborate here.
That was definitely a solid sarcasm impression.
What is that word? You went off on a
tangent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my head, I was saying tangent. I was like, what's a tangent?
That's the angriest that's ever been on here. That
you still haven't even given your answers.
We both said care about it 10 minutes ago when so you were talking
you would,
pissed.
You would save something you care about?
I think it would play your mind too much.
Yeah, it would be.
Okay, cool. Good question, Vinny. Three good questions, I'd say.
Very, very good questions off this week. For episode
now,
eight.
We'll go a little bit sharper with the fan listener questions or the listener questions, yeah. First one I will bring up is from Chungalung78. I'll tell I sorry, I won't bring it up. Chungalung has sent a question, but it's all I want to use to read it. I was reading his comment from last week. Anyway, this one's from Scott. He's at RYEM67 on Twitter, and he just writes, would you rather be true to yourself, take a stand for your beliefs, and be totally hated and vilified by all your friends and family, or be two-faced, tell everyone what they want to hear, piss over your principles, or piss holes over your principles, and be loved and adored by all?
What does vilified mean?
Hated, like, you're a villain, basically. You're the villain.
So, yeah,
be true to yourself, take a stand for your beliefs, and be totally hated and vilified by all your friends and family. Or be two-faced, tell everyone what they want to hear, piss over your principles, and be loved and adored by all.
Right, so obviously the honourable answer is to say as if true to your beliefs and stuff.
Yeah.
But
Everyone does the same thing.
What are your beliefs if everybody's hating?
That is true.
Do you know what I mean? Are you like Katie Hopkins? Do you know what I mean? Are you that?
Oh, sorry.
You are at it, man. You are at the thing is, you two don't. We need to figure out a setup where you two can get headphones. You know what I mean? I might let you wear the headphones for a week and pick up
just
all
the things.
Just
say you're talking to Christy here, not me.
I'm talking to Christy.
Sorry.
Because if you heard that wee crackling noise there, it wasn't a mic. Or it wasn't something playing up with our technology. It was Christy wiping her nose and then scrunching the tissue
right up at the
for
mic.
A couple of seconds after.
Not even like, meaning to do it. Just
did you hear? Were you hearing it fine? Yeah, I was like that. See, guys, the more people listen to this podcast, the more they'll be thinking, you know that Christy, I like her, but she kind of just plays up to that whole, you know, when really, she absolutely does not. It's like, I don't think there's any bit of Christy here that's intentionally doing any of this stuff.
If everybody's hating you for your beliefs, how bad are your beliefs, really?
That's what I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of someone that's got a bad belief so I can get a wee bit of like a face tit to try and visualise the question.
Oh, we spoke about Hitler.
Yeah.
Well, look, it could be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. There's loads of things. Be true to yourself and take a stand for what you believe. For example, you know, there's a load of controversial subjects on that like seem to polarise people the now. So you think all the people that you know, well, I'll compare it to all the people that I know, right, that are in my close circle, my friends and family, right? Absolutely none of them, for example, actually, I'll take that back. Like, my immediate family, anyway, none of them voted Brexit. None of them would vote for Tories, and all of them would vote for independence. But I'm pretty sure if one of them was to vote Tory, or was to vote Brexit, was to vote against independence, I wouldn't maybe go as far as saying they would be totally hated and vilified. But
it's too extreme, isn't it?
Yeah,
but
it's too far.
I reckon it would be like, there would be a bit of, can I believe they're doing that, a sour taste. Maybe a better example of it would be, say, Christy, we had a child, right, daughter, and she wanted to become a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
And she just believed that that's genuinely what she wanted to do, and that she felt like there was absolutely nothing to be ashamed for in that.
It isn't.
But would you have that opinion towards her if she actually went ahead and did it?
Yeah, it's her life.
You actually would?
No danger.
Yeah.
No danger. Well, whatever you want to do, as long as you give 110%, and your dad will support you.
I mean,
day.
I wouldn't.
Sick a booby every day. Oh.
I feel like
I do agree with you in that, by the way. I do actually think that it's weird, like, no one should have a like no one should look down on folk, I think, that do
yeah,
that
that's
sort
what
of
I'm
stuff.
Trying to say.
But
like, it
subconsciously,
be
you would, I suppose. Which
you would,
is a shame.
You would, I mean, obviously, if it's close to your family and all that, you wouldn't want you wouldn't want it. But then you can't like discriminate on these people because that's some people's
I'm
lives and their jobs.
But
yes, and
discriminate, but you'd be going, don't go down this route.
No, you definitely would. But I mean, there is like, people. You can argue like successful porn stars are still successful. They still make money. They still,
as I say, they're all damaged, didn't
they? We spoke porn stars last week. Let's maybe be more extreme then, right? So say you have a brother or a sister or a son or a daughter who is fundamentally racist and broadcast, like you said about Katie Hopkins, and we'll mention that all the time, and that's fundamentally what they believe, both in public and in private, and they make a big deal of it, and they become almost like the kind of a nationwide figure for racism and hate speech and all of that. You know, you're probably going to absolutely hate them.
Yeah, I would.
Do you think that if you're somebody like Katie Hopkins, you would rather be like that, or would you rather suppress all of those feelings just so that everybody liked you? Put yourself into her shoes.
Well, she's making a career.
But then that's what I was going to say. That's her job, though, is to be an arsehole. Yeah.
But did you see, I don't know if you've seen the video that was going about the other week of the YouTuber that stitched her up. Did
yeah,
you see it?
Yeah, did you see it?
Mm-hmm. Now, for a start, the two wee guys that stitched them up, stitched
quite
up
annoying.
Like a pair of wee rocketeers, man.
Very yeah. annoying.
But it was a good stunt. And I think if they hadn't been
what
doing it, I would have liked
again?
It more. Well, it was like the cunt trophy. So it was like a campaign against, or I don't know, it was United, I don't know what it was. It was just, it basically spelled out kind
she's of, built her career on that, so she needs to keep it going, I think, in order to be like.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
I thought quite, I felt quite sorry for her.
And like, then you saw the speech.
And then you seen the speech and you went,
nah. Yeah,
exactly,
nah.
That's
she
my
knows
point.
Exactly.
That's my point, is the speech thing, up until the speech, if nobody's watched it, look it out. Somebody gives Katie Hopkins a fake award in Brussels. Is it Brussels?
It was in Belgium.
But in Belgium. And basically, it's a fake award that has never been made up before that she thought she was getting because she says all her outlandish stuff, and when really the guys don't agree with her. Everyone that was there was an actor. They put up a big projector image behind her when she was getting the award, which spelled out C-U-N-T. She should have really, to be honest with you, rumbled them when she got the wee shitey award. It was like the wee thing that you get for, like, you'd give away a
but I think it's
under-10s player of the year.
But I think it's probably because they put her up in a good hotel and stuff, didn't they? And
I think they
spent
paid
a
for
good
the flights,
money,
didn't they?
So there was a bit of money behind it.
It's
so
no bad for these wee guys when they've actually got the money to go
and tell they had the, you could tell.
But then they obviously have got intentions, like bad intentions too, like to do it. And
but then I do agree, but like, she deserves it probably.
She does deserve it.
I mean,
she's horrible.
I actually
she's
blocked
horrible.
Her on
she's
Twitter.
Horrible.
Because I just hated her messages. But this thing works both ways, so that's going that way where it's easy to say, you know, but in a sense of like, if it was, say it was the Nazis and stuff, and you spoke against the Nazis, and everyone was off of the Nazis, would you say, no, that's fucking wrong? Or would you be too scared?
Mm. Yeah.
Would you be a black sheep or a sheep?
Everybody wants to say they would be a black sheep, but when your life's...
But when
the second option on this question, I think, this is quite a good question because it's like, aye, well done to Scott for saying that. And it's like a proper thing that I think that a lot of people probably just wrestle with every day. But I think every day or the majority of people go for the second option.
Yeah, they
and
probably
they go
do.
For
I
the
do.
Be two-faced. Tell people... I don't know about two-faced
know,
quite so
quite
much,
harsh,
but tell
it?
Everyone what they want to hear is
just
definitely
easier,
something
like,
that people
if it's
do a lot of.
Two-faced, then you're telling somebody else something different. But
I think it's just easier, isn't it? It's just easier to do everyone else to.
High fives.
A lot of people would do that.
It's big funny.
People just don't like rocking the boat too much, don't they?
And they want to keep their friends and stuff. Sometimes you're in that friend circle and you don't have that role of being the one that's quite loud. You're quite loud in your friend circle. You call the shots.
You sound like an arsehole.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just meaning you've got one of those personalities. So, like, I don't have that kind of, I don't feel I've got that type of, unless I'm comfortable enough, I'll, like, come out. But I feel like in a bigger group, I'll just quite happy to do it. Like, I'm quite laid back in that sense. So do whatever you guys want to do. I'm not that bored unless there's not shiny nuggets at the end of the road.
I think it's to a point, though. It's people, I'd like to think that I do a mix of both, but I don't think I could ever be the type of person who could be completely true to myself, take a stand for my beliefs and be hated and vilified by people, despite the fact that there's a lot of things that I probably think that I know would get a strong reaction for people that I should be honest about, but
well,
I just wouldn't. What like?
See it on the podcast.
You've already told everyone you pissed yourself, me, you get it all out.
No, nah, like, but I'm thinking it's even, there's even like, I don't know, like there's probably small, like literally really small things that Like, it's probably, like, wee stupid things that you hate. Like, to be fair, Vinny, we spoke about this in the podcast before, but there's certain things about that people absolutely love, right, about being Scottish, that gets, real, like, properly celebrated that I fucking hate.
Like, hate. What?
For one, I hate going on Twitter. And this is what I mean, and it's a very small, trivial thing. I hate going on Twitter and seeing people who write in Scottish. It does my fucking
I think I do it sometimes.
As in nah, like, as
you
would like,
write, you wouldn't write two as T. T-A-E.
And people write lat instead far. Of like, they write lat.
Oh, that's am. Instead of I'm, A-H-A-M. Like that stuff. See, for a lot of young people in particular, probably a lot of people my age, they probably don't see anything wrong with that. It fucking does my nothing. But I know if I was to write to people going, fucking any chance of you writing properly, or like, I'm stop that.
This means you're getting old.
They would go, no. You're such a prick.
Do you know what they would say?
I'd be vilified and hated by
they
all.
They would say, there's wee punctuation Peter in the corner, pulling me up.
This means you're getting old.
Settle down, punctuation Peter.
That's when you're getting old, when language of younger people starts winding you up. So.
But it's weird. It's like,
welcome to the club.
Johnny is pretty up on grammar. Like, grammar, but I don't, like, even know if
do you
texts?
Genuinely think it's a young person's thing, or do you not think it's just a little bit of a kind of Scottish thing?
It's that Lemmy's always talking about these people who go to the protests at George Square, and they're all like Glasgow Uni students and stuff. Not as they end up with that, but they're all like Trump, pure ball bag, the big heed the ball. And you, when you see that, you just cringe.
It's when you write heed like H-E-I-D.
H-E-I-D. Well, I suppose it's just writing. It's writing.
Like
it's
slang,
almost
writing
exactly the way that they speak.
Right.
But see, text speak. So this is where I'm like slightly not quite agreeing with the whole young thing. Young people, obviously, particularly since phones have become really big, have written in like text language.
I like that.
But
one.
What I've seen, what you would probably say with at least with text language is it's an easier way for people. If people understand it, really, text language is an easier way for people to communicate. You can get a message across on text using text language easier than you can probably get a message across writing it out fully. Do you know what I mean? You can shorten words, you can use digits as, you know, certain words. Do you know what I mean? You can spell a word that's normally got like 6 characters in it with 2 characters, whereas there's people that write in Scottish who will write certain words in Scottish, like they'll go to the bother of writing in Scottish, right? And it'll actually take them more characters than if they were to just write it normally.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me. It just seems, what's the point in it? It's just to really show off that you're Scottish. And
we should do
I'm Scottish pattern, man, you know what I mean?
We should do an I hate corner every week where you have a thing to say I hate, because Johnny just vented.
It's a very small, trivial example of like something that I know does my nothing, and if I was being true to myself, I would probably say to people, stop talking like that.
That's true,
but I don't, because they would go, you're a wanker.
I bet you drives Kieran insane.
I think it would. The difference with Kieran, though, is that
Kieran would say
I think Kieran is more to the be true to yourself, take a stand for your beliefs, and be totally hated and vilified by all your friends and family.
Kieran is.
We need to let Kieran Connor come on and defend himself. That's a couple of mentions they've had. And I
don't know what one I would go with, but it's.
And it was quite a hard one. It's a good one. Really good question.
If it's so extreme that you're hated, then you've got to wonder what your beliefs are.
I know. So I'm kind of with you on that. Like, it might be quite.
If it's your friends and family, you either shouldn't be hanging about with any people and get yourself some new racist friends.
No, but look, that's a good example, right? And again, it's people that I'm sure everyone listening to this podcast, and I'm sure you too will be able to relate to this, but you know, like people that you've either worked with for a decent amount of time, or that you've been friends with for a decent amount of time, or a big one I feel like is if you go to an event or a party or a night out with good pals of yours, and then you mix with maybe another group of their pals or another group of people, and other people in that group feel comfortable enough to be fully open with the way that they act and what they say and stuff. So have you ever been out on a night out and someone next to you has said something racist?
Yes.
And no one has dug them up for it. No one's dug them up for it.
Yes.
Or like when I'm playing football, you know, when I've played football in the past, like years ago in particular, I've heard people say homophobic stuff before. And no one on the pitch will dig that up. No one will dig it up.
I remember me and OB were at Tina Park, and
we befriended this wee guy, because that's what you do at teen and party.
Befriended this wee guy.
He wasn't like 13, just to clear us up. So this, like, ended up talking to this guy, and he'd been hanging about himself for a while or whatever. So we're like, just come with us, and we went to watch a couple of bands, and then we're standing with our beers, and a girl walked past, and he went, "Get your tits." And we went, "Did you hear what he fucking said there?" And I went, "What did he say?" He just told that girl to get her tits out. Let's fucking ditch this guy. So we just fucking ditched him. It was just...
How did you get out of that one? Just walk away?
I think we just went, "Aye, fuck it, we'll see where I got there and then we'll just not come back."
But if you were being completely true to yourself, you would probably go at him, "The fuck are you talking about,
yeah,
mate?"
Even OB might have said, "I was fucking older."
But it's
know.
Weird. I don't think anyone can really... That's partly why I don't really agree with all the... You know, when people get cancelled, and aye. I think, see, if you're cancelling people, you better make sure that you're... I get people, some people deserve
cancelled
to be cancelled.
What?
This is more of a Twitter terminology, to be honest with you, but like, if somebody will like tweet something out that's maybe like racist or homophobic or something stupidly controversial, like Lemmy gets jokingly cancelled a lot because he always tweets that, met... like Kobe Bryant at a charity do once, he was surprisingly down to earth and very funny. He'll always say it about someone famous that's died.
He doesn't do it now though, he stopped it.
Did he?
Aye, he stopped
For it. What reason?
Just says that, it's just getting too much. Or, aye, it's just, I think there was somebody died and he just went, nah, I can't.
He will surely bring it back.
No, I don't think so, because even last week he was like, "No, I'm not doing it anymore because somebody must have died week or something, I can't remember who it was." And he was like, "No, I'm not doing it anymore."
Well, that's an example, Christy, but like for people like us that followed Lemmy, you know it's purely just him being a laugh, but whereas people that don't know him will cancel him. They'll say, "This guy is cancelled."
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Or like Hulk Hogan was sending tweets out a good couple of years ago that were quite controversial. I think they were homophobic and maybe even racist as well. A lot of people like... Hulk
and
then
cancelled, what happens? You get taken off Twitter?
No, people just say like,
people just say you're
cancelled. As if
your career's over.
Aye, you're over.
Oh, okay.
And Graham Linehan was getting into some trans type arguments for the guy who wrote Fella Ted on Twitter, and then everybody was like, "Graham Linehan's cancelled."
Aye.
Lemmy always keeps it.
I've never seen that before.
Aye, so that's it. That's the kind of
cancel culture.
Aye, it's cancel culture. So it's a. When people get cancelled, I do always think to myself, though, the people that are cancelling, I'm like, you better make sure that your record is whiter than white, because...
So that's what Lemmy
like,
did. Lemmy...
Easy to... I don't think there's anyone that can really say that their moral compass is, like, bang on.
Because Lemmy started slagging one of the K-pop bands, the Korean
BTS.
Pop bands.
Was it BTS?
I think it might have been, and just to wind people up, and they went through, he was like, so, and then they went through his tweets from...
They've
ago,
got a massive following.
He got his account closed, and so he had to open a new Twitter account, and that's what he had to do. So
Lemmy did.
Aye, so he's getting no tweets from like 2012 and stuff. Because
when did they do this recently?
It was probably a couple of years ago.
Aye, a couple of years ago.
That's so. Okay, I mean, they're massive. That following those things boys have.
So aye, they just went through his old stuff and.
So
you go through it all, and then they would like report.
Aye, just report.
Like I'm saying this all as if like I think people should get away with saying whatever they want. I don't.
No, I don't.
I think fundamentally people should just be nice. But it's coming off the back of this question.
Trump and I see what he thinks. Oh, fuck off. What he thinks is.
Trump's probably a good example as well. I'm pretty sure he's maybe not because they probably know what he's like. But you'd think somebody with the personality of Trump would at least alienate some of his friends and family, given how extreme his views are. But you know, he obviously made that decision and thought, "Nah, I'm going to be completely true to myself." Like,
I don't even think he's true to himself. I just think he's
me too.
I don't think it's an act. I just think he's got a mental condition.
Well, aye. I seen his speech that day, man, and it's just
mental.
Right. So if it was my choice, I would say that I would love to go for the first, but being actually truthful, I would probably be two-faced, tell everyone what they want to hear, and piss over my principles. But
I think I need to agree with you. I'm going to say this one quite... Is it such a heavy question? It's quite hard to, like, detangle it all into, like, whatever bits, because you could pull out elements, like you said, to some parts of your life where you would do the first one and be quite strong-willed with it, but then in actual day-to-day life, you probably are more of the second option.
I think it's too extreme, the question, the way it's worded, probably. It's basically, would you rather stick to your beliefs and upset close family or stuff like that?
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean?
I think everyone would want to be
the
first.
Easy option out.
Would want to be the first, be honest with themselves. Well, maybe not be honest with themselves and be hated by everyone, but everyone wants to say, like, "Ah, I'm real, man. I don't speak behind people's back.
There's a fine line, though.
And stuff,
say you're walking down the street and you saw someone get, like, racial abuse, I hope you would. I think I would say something to the person who's doing that. I don't think I'd walk by and let it. How mental I fucking look.
Be honest. Be like,
get a fright if I walked up to them.
It's a hard, you know what I'd say? It's a hard question to answer, but maybe my favourite question we've ever had.
I know, it's quite good. It is quite
good, like, considering that it came from someone that isn't actually on this.
I like that it took us a long time to kind of deface her.
It is pretty serious. Decipher. To maybe, it's probably it's my favourite serious question.
What, you didn't like my smelly fire smelly arsehole question?
That's what I'm saying, it's my favourite serious question, but I did like that question as well, Christy. Smelly Bifkin. We would never have got on to speaking about a smelly
Never
got
any
bridge.
Wafflers Bridge. Wafflers what? Waffle Bridge? What?
Wafflers Bridge.
Wafflers Bridge. If I own a pub, that's what it's getting called.
I know, that is a good name. That is good.
I don't even know if we've got time for another question.
It's up to you. Do you want one?
I guess, how long have we been on?
Do we have one?
How long have we been recording?
We've been on for about an hour.
Save it or keep it?
Save it.
Yeah. Or we do what you suggest and just have what we need to answer straight away.
No, because then I think that's
never
a waste.
Happened.
I think if we do that, it's just a waste of a question.
Right, look, we've done an hour of this week's podcast.
And that was somebody that sent in a question. We gave it a good...
I really did enjoy that one. That was good.
What we'll do is we'll... Chungalung asked a question. He's a fan, obviously. We've mentioned him already a couple of times on the podcast. He asked a question too. We'll answer that next week. If there's anyone else that's listened and fancies asking us a question, send it into You Rather Pod on Twitter. Or obviously you can send it directly to Talking Boys. You can send it directly to Vinny at Vincent Brownlow, me at Bean Row, and you can write a letter to Christy.
Send it by pigeon.
But thanks to everyone that's been listening to all the podcasts so far, and thanks very much to everyone that's listened to this, even though it was a lot of me fucking
being angry.
He's had a bad
I just need a good sleep. I've got a cold, man.
Nasal strip on a rating of 1 to 10.
It's that extra oxygen that's maybe.
I know, went straight to his head.
The nasal strip. I've really liked it. I genuinely think I might wear one on
point. Maybe we should all wear
keep
one.
Keep it on when you go to bed.
Because Django will look a wee bit mental when I play football tomorrow.
You might get halved just for this sake of.
Do you think people with a bit of knowledge will be like, can't think he's Robbie Fowler?
This guy's.
Why did Robbie Savage wear one?
Robbie Fowler?
Same thing. Who?
Did Robbie Savage not wear one?
I don't know.
Why would he work just more to get more oxygen in his brain?
I think Robbie Fowler had breathing problems with his nose. I don't know if it was a deviated septum, maybe.
Aye.
But aye, he had to get, I think he got an operation in his nose.
Doesn't wear them anymore, but he wore them playing a lot.
I would
give them a good review. They've been good.
They're good ones, though. They're good ones.
Where did you get some more?
We've been sounding fucking outstanding on this podcast, man.
A lot of bass.
But feel free to give us your own review of Vinny and or myself's. Nasal strip voice. As I said, thanks very much for listening to the podcast this week. Christy, thanks for being on it.
Thank you.
Vinny, thanks for being on it as well.
It's all right. Dead Man Fall, 7th of March.
Dead Man Fall, 7th of March.
Actually, we need to start our tickets.
Roomtickets.com.
What is it for tickets?
A tenner.
Aye, but where can they get the tickets?
Brown paper tickets. So you search Dead Man Fall on that and it'll come up.
Right, brown paper tickets, search Dead Man Fall. And what are the tickets? A tenner, you said?
Tenner.
That is a snip.
Snip.
An absolute snip.
Yep.
A snip?
That is a snip. What we should actually even do is we should buy some from Talking Boys and give them away.
Yeah.
You up for that?
Go for it, buy them.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
I just want to sell
them. Aye, maybe I'll do that. We'll buy a couple and we'll do it. I'll put it out in the main podcast. We'll give it away to Patreon people next week and give it away to some followers as well.
Cool.
Buy four or something like that. And then just to play us out, Christy, if you could give us a little bit of actually, I've thought about it, and I'd like you to play us out with a whistle of the EastEnders theme tune, please.
What one's that?
So without further ado, So without further ado, this is Christy playing us out on the Would You Rather podcast this week with the EastEnders theme tune on the whistle.
Ready, concentrate.
You totally forgot how to whistle.
Absolutely bogged it, man. Must admit, it's impossible to whistle when you're laughing.
Wait,
we'll tee up. So, Vinny, give us the drum. You've got the good drum on you.
What, on the
tape? Yeah, no, so just in any way you want.
Bottles totally gone. Said she was a good whistler earlier.
fucking am!
It doesn't
sound like it. Right, that's enough. That was enough. That was good. Right, everyone, thanks
for
listening.
Catch you on the flip side, motherfuckers!
We'll see you next week.